Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. My name is Chris Hahn from Cheshire, Connecticut, and founder of Pitchers Only, baseball apparel brand designed for pitchers. Just moved to this full time at the beginning of 2024.
Awesome. So what inspired you to start this business?
Yeah. So I worked in digital marketing prior to this and, just saw a lot of success with some of my clients, small businesses, and just saw the success they had and kind of wanted something of my own. And meanwhile, my son, he was a pitcher. And in the baseball community, there's just this term, PO, pitcher only. And there wasn't really anything for that niche, so just the long car rides to tournaments and practices and training, things like that. We kind of just brainstormed and just came up with this idea and gave it a shot. And I think it's doing a lot better than we could have ever expected, hoped for.
That's awesome. So I guess like when you started this brand, like how did you go about getting it out in the market? Like did you partner with like MLB players or college players? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, it was, so we launched Around the World Series October 21. And I started kind of promoting it, marketing it a couple months prior. I started like just pitching content and building a list, VIP list, we called it. And I think that, got some traction and then just working with some influencers in the space and really just learning as I go along. Like I had the digital marketing experience, but that was about it. And really organic social and put a little ad spend behind it as well. Yeah.
Awesome. But did you ever like, or have you seen any pro players wearing it? Anything like that? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes. Sorry. Yes. Sure. Yeah. We've connected with over the last couple of years, a ton of MLB guys, college pitchers. Yeah. Minor league pitchers, influencers. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. So essentially like your brand is sort of like this, you could say that you built like on this community, like around pitchers. What kind of, so obviously that you sell, like apparel, things like that, but are there other products that you sell, like other products that you're thinking of adding like in the near future for your community?
Yeah, for sure. Haven't really announced this publicly yet, but we have what I hope is our kind of premier product, a signature product, a EO bag, pitcher only bag, backpack style bag, but it's designed specifically for pitchers, the tools, equipment they need. Really high-end, high-quality bag. Been working on it, I would say, close to a year now, and to see it all come together, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Excited for that launch this summer for sure. Also launching a softball line as well. We launched a youth line last summer. Softball coming up soon, and then apparel definitely. That's where we started, but I would love to branch out. Perhaps gloves, some equipment, things like that.
For sure. So like as of right now, is your business all direct to consumer? Do you sell Amazon, retail? What does that look like?
Yeah, just D2C through Shopify and the Meta platform. Yeah, that's pretty much
it. But do you envision going into retail or other channels in the future?
Oh, retail. Yeah, for sure. I think I just want to be smart about it. I think when the right opportunity comes along, for sure. Amazon, I haven't, to be honest, looked into too much. I just know that the margins are very slim from the little research I have done. Yeah,
for sure. So in terms of like growing your brand, obviously, like you mentioned that you have had, players find you, things like that. But do you also have partnerships with certain leagues or like have you explored those channels?
Not leagues so much, more facilities, if there's anything to compare that to. A lot of training facilities around the country, where these top pitchers train, definitely linked up with those guys. And that's been a big part. And really it's just it goes back to organic social and just the influencers and ambassadors, just guys posting, things like that.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technology like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
That's awesome. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in your business?
Biggest challenge. I really think first thing that comes to mind is just the learning curve. You know, like I had no experience at all in finding good quality manufacturers, getting the sizing right, inventory management too, things like that. You know, just all the little things that just get bigger as you grow, if that makes sense. Yeah, for sure.
So how have you found those good quality manufacturers now that you've been in business for a few years? Like, how do you find those relationships for people to go out and make you guys like the best possible products?
Yeah, a lot of very late nights going down the internet rabbit hole and just searching, and one site leads to another, and you just kind of like just keep digging and you get samples, you reach out, and it's really that whole, yeah, just kind of like repeat until you find something you're happy with.
For sure. So obviously many companies nowadays are using high level technology like AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, where do you think that it can come in and add value?
Yeah. As a team of one, you know, with some part-time employees helping out and contractors, I need to do more of that. Where do I use it? You know, just basic chat GPT for certain things, like, you know, anything from like social media or product descriptions, things like that. This previous inventory management system I was using had it built into that a little bit with customer service responses. But yeah, I definitely need to do more of that.
So you're using AI right now to help streamline your customer service?
Yeah, it's built into the app I'm using. I'm drawing a blank on it, but yeah, it's built into that.
So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I think, I mean, I did it, but I would just say to others, like, just, and it sounds cliche, but just go for it. Just do it. Just, and I mean that, like, if you have an idea, just go with it, put the work in. Yeah, there's going to be tough days. And I remember early on, you know, getting that first box of t-shirts, and they were all messed up, prints were off, slanted, and my wife was there to talk me through it, and we got it reprinted and it all worked out. But you know, days of zero sales and things like that, and just persevere and push through. And yeah,
so if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Pitchers Almond?
Just, yeah, keep trying to scale, just growth year after year. I really want to kind of be known as that brand, that go-to for pitchers and you know, up the apparel space, hopefully equipment in some ways. And, you know, eventually, maybe not in a year, but at some point, like some events, things like that.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, pitchers-only.com. And yeah, if you search Pitchers Only on, you know, IG, TikTok, Facebook, you'll definitely find us.
Awesome. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Dan, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.